So next up, we're going to hear from Zachary Weller Davies.
So hi everyone, I'm Zach. I'm in the Quantum Foundations group and I've just come from UCL in London where I was doing my PhD. So very broadly speaking, I've been looking at firstly studying the interaction between quantum matter and classical things. And usually this classical thing we've been interested in when the classical thing is gravity, but I've also been looking at just the more general coupling between classical and quantum degrees of freedom. And then completely unrelatedly, I've also done some work in looking at complexity and holography. And this is an area which I'm very much still learning, but I'd definitely like to learn more. So I'm going to talk very briefly about the first thing. So there's been very long debate and various no-go theorems concerning, whether or not you can consistently couple classical and quantum degrees of freedom. But these no-go theorems have now been shown to be circumvented if you add some noise into the system. So specifically, you have to have some amount of diffusion in the classical system and some amount of decoherence in the quantum system. And this was shown in the 90s and in 95 by Blanchard, Jacek, and DOC. So the sort of very rough idea when you're talking about coupling classical and quantum systems is to first define what you mean by a classical quantum state. So this is a very natural generalization of what you mean by classical state. And by what I mean by classical state is just some probability distribution over phase space. And a quantum state is just some density operator on Hilbert space. So a combined classical quantum state, basically for each point in phase space, you have a subnormalized density matrix, which is such that when you trace out the quantum system, you end up with a probability distribution over phase space. And when you integrate out the classical system, you end up with a normalized quantum state. And then consistent classical quantum dynamics is basically just a map on this state, on these states, which preserves the classical quantum split. It's completely positive on the quantum system and preserves probabilities. And so this is what Blanchard, Jacek, and DOC showed. They started off with these classical quantum states and then showed that you can just construct these consistent dynamics, which evades these no-go theorems in a very concrete way at the expense of having some noise in the system. And so, in fact, now we can do a lot better. So, we now know the most general form of map, which defines consistent classical quantum dynamics. And this is maybe a bit scary looking, but this is just to say that it's a very natural extension of the probability transition equation and Krauss's theorem in the quantum case, which is the most general completely positive linear map, which takes quantum states onto quantum states. And similarly, when the dynamics is Markovian, so the evolution of the state at time t depends only on the state at time t, you can arrive at a classical quantum master equation, which governs the evolution of classical quantum dynamics. And we know its most general form, which it must take. And again, this is just a very natural extension of the classical rate equation and the Lindblad equation in open quantum systems, which is the most general Markovian map taking quantum states to quantum states. So I've been studying these classical quantum maps very generally, but I'll briefly like to talk about applying this to gravity, which is something that I was very interested in and I'm still interested in. So the rough idea here is to take the classical degrees of freedom to live in the phase space of gravity and then consider consistent classical quantum dynamics on this phase space where you have gravity interacting with quantum matter. And so this picture really is quite different from the picture in a standard semi-classical gravity. So the picture here really is, first of all, it's background independent. So the idea is you start off with some initial data, some phase-based degrees of freedom and some quantum state, and you consider classical quantum dynamics, which evolves the state, and you end up with the solution is described by a probability distribution over geometries, where each geometry is associated to a quantum state. And so you get much more fine-grained information in principle about the quantum state. And you also get to see the interaction of the classical degrees of freedom with the quantum state. So you'll see that sort of when the quantum state changes, so does the classical fields. And when the classical fields change, so does the quantum state. And so we've looked at this in toy models and also in a more general gravitational theory. And so, yeah, I mean, the reason we're interested in this is sort of twofold. So first of all, can we use this to go beyond the semi-classical Einstein's equations and, say something more in a more refined limit where you actually retain some fine-grained information about the quantum state and the interaction between the classical and quantum system. And this is a bit tricky because the dynamics is not necessarily Markovian. And so you can't start with this nice form of general master equation in all cases. Secondly, because you can, you know, have this consistent coupling between classical and quantum systems, we were interested in sort of revisiting the question of whether you need to quantize gravity in the first place. So, you know, using this, using the classical quantum master equation, you can write down perfectly consistent dynamics and study theories of classical gravity coupled to quantum systems. And this, again, you sort of has a twofold motivation. First of all, it's interesting to see whether or not you can actually propose a perfectly consistent theory, which has, you know, various space-time symmetries you might be interested in. But secondly, you can try and use the general properties of classical quantum master equations to rule out perhaps any theory in which gravity is treated fundamentally classical by studying sort of very general experimental predictions of treating the gravitational field as classically. So the rough idea here is that if gravity is classical, then its dynamics should be Markovian and described by a classical quantum master equation. And then we can use the general properties of classical quantum master equations to study the consequences of treating the gravitational field classically and try and come up with solid experimental predictions. So thank you very much for listening and hope to meet all of you at some point soon.